Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A West Columbus football standout who became a sheriff's deputy in South Carolina died in the line of duty early Tuesday morning. Devin Mason, a native of Evergreen, was one of two deputies ambushed in Darlington County. The suspect was also killed in the fight. The second deputy is recovering. We have more on this story on our website. Operation Firecracker, the state's largest anti-DWI campaign, is going on through July 6th. Law enforcement agencies statewide will conduct enhanced patrols to take impaired drivers off the road. The Wildlife Commission is also going to be out increasing marine patrols July 4th through 6th. That's in an attempt to reduce impaired boating through Operation Drywater. 37 separate budget amendments totaling $1.5 million were the subject of one of the items on the agenda. The county commissioners called a meeting on Monday. The commissioner spent about 30 minutes asking some very close questions to the finance officers about the issues. Much of the funding is set aside as a contingency for late invoices that are billed to the county, but they don't come in until after the end of the fiscal year. Now, if the money is not used, it will be returned to the general fund. County Manager Eddie Madden pointed out that the amount was significantly less than last year's last-minute budget amendment. That was almost $5 million. Independence Day activities kicked off last night in Columbus County. The town of Brunswick held its 4th of July extravaganza. Now we've got a night to breathe, and then Thursday night it's going to be Let Freedom Ring, the big celebration that's set for South Columbus High School that starts at 6 p.m. There'll be live entertainment, food trucks, and much more leading up to the biggest fireworks display in the county. Lake Waccamaw will celebrate the Patriotic Family 4th of July on Friday morning with a golf cart and bike parade. It starts at 9:30 a.m. at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. There's no cost to participate. Just make sure that you decorate your favorite vehicle in a patriotic theme. And Chadburn will have a fireworks show and food truck rodeo on Saturday from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Chadburn Event Field. We have a full list of Independence Day activities. Independence Week, we really should say. We've got a lot to celebrate, folks, and a lot of folks are celebrating. But we have a full list of activities on our website at columbuscountynews.com. Columbus Regional will soon open its own pain management clinic. Advanced Pain Solutions will offer a variety of pain management at 320 West Jefferson Street. That's right near the emergency entrance at CRHS. We have more on this story on our website as well. Corey Finch is the new police chief for the town of Lake Waccamaw. The longtime officer replaced Scott Hyatt, who retired last week after 26 years with Lake Waccamaw PD. Finch previously worked for the Whiteville Police Department. The Food Bank of Eastern North Carolina will host two pop-up markets this month. The first will be July 7th. Food will be distributed at Sarah Gorda Baptist Church from 9 until 11 a.m. Jerusalem Chapel in Chadburn will host the market on July 19th from 9 to 11. There are no financial or ID requirements. Just please bring your own bags and boxes. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.